will, like always, you, am, I, you missed, the, be, e, the best part of the viewers. You, am, you missed, that, there, three, S, T, O, Stooges. Routine.
We are the Three Stooges, that's right.
Frequently.
And there, V, O, vocal exercise. I can, I may have them do be both
while the camera's rolling.
But do you know the F A B fable of B E L Bell I N G belling the
cat.
maybe son will share the fable.
Would you share the fable?
Yes, I would share the fable. I wrote a story about Belle the cat and two women who were living in a village where the cat was coming around and causing havoc because it was very hungry, and the people were afraid to go out and enjoy the nature with the wild tiger being on the prowl. And some people were feeling like, you know, they were scared and they were acting in fear and they had to harm the cat. And the two women were like going, no, you don't have to harm the cat. What we need to do is find a way to make our community and the cat happy and be able to live a wonderful life. And so they just took food out and they left it out for the cat. And the cat in the community learned to live together happily by feeding the hungry cat. The cat didn't come around to eat the people.
I like that story. I don't think I've heard that.
And that's on our website, and that's sunbellmusic.com.
But this there, but there is a P O L. P-O-L, no, but there is a O-L, an old, F-A, an old fable.
Yes, there is an old fable on Belle the cat. And that one is about the mice. Yes. And the mice were having this cat that were coming around their home, and it was prowling around looking for a mouse to eat. And the mice were like, no, you know, we don't want the cat to eat us. And so they had to pick out one of the bravest mice in the community. I think there were actually a couple of them who went out while the cat was sleeping with a bell and a little thing to put it around its neck. And they put the bell around the cat's neck. And the cat and the mice were able to live in peace by the mice knowing when the cat was going to be around. They were able to be out of the cat's way.
S, so, B, E, Belle,
the cat.
M, E A means A T T E M P attempt to do the I impossible.
Yes. The Bell the Cat in the dictionary means a daring action. And that's what we're all about, because we started this group kind of late in our lives. And we keep doing a daring action with the music that we're writing.
And H E here is Bell the Cat.
Thank you. We're gonna sing a couple of songs from our first CD, which is Songs from the Wild. And the first one is called Untamed Heart. And I wrote it about a cat of mine who passed away. And as I was burying her, this song she channeled to me, Untamed Heart.
One, two, three, four.
Got an untamed heart right from the start. Wild running strong, my lifelong song. Look into my eyes,
you're
like a hypnotized. Gonna leave my mark, beats my untamed heart.
Within an untamed heart, fields of memories, memories to remember from where we arrived.
Just over the horizon, swiftly upward then soar. Undertones as well, because I have a Native American influence in my life, Cherokee, as well as Jan. She's also Cherokee influenced. And we also have a new member over here. Anna is our bass player, and she's been with us for a while now, so this is her first time here with us, and we're real excited.
I'm happy to be here too.
So our next song is also off of Songs from the Wild, and it's called Radio Whoa Whoa. And this song is all about us having our music on the radio and how wonderful that is and how great we feel about that and being able to get the message of peace and love and fun and earth awareness and human awareness on the radio.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So this next song is also from Songs from the Wild, and this is called Neverending Skies, and it is all about us giving care to our earth and each other and making this world a better place to live in.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
that give us the right to endanger every species, every kind of life, disease rampant on human lives. So many make the sacrifice.
Now we're going to move on to some of our new tunes. We have been working on our second CD, which is going to be called Center of the Wheel. And it's all about the center of life transition around the wheel. And my position has been that I've already gone around the wheel, and I'm starting to go around it twice in the Native American belief. And so I've written 28 new songs, and Jan and I have worked on one together also, which is really wonderful, and the three of us have been putting the music and arranging all of the 28 new ones, so we're going to have a double CD soon. We're going to start working on it later this
yes.
month.
And there is O-U-T, our C-A-T, and there is our cat.
Yes, and there is the kitty.
Yes,
and she does
Kitty
like to sing.
Very good.
Oh, good.
Come here and sing with Bill the cat, kitty cat.
What's her name?
Sib.
This is Sib.
Sib, all right.
Is that your Sib the Shepherd?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Very cool. Hey, Sib girl.
But Sib is a he.
Oh.
We didn't until after
well,
we,
Sib
we didn't know that, so we decided that she has identity, sexual identity.
Yeah, she's bi. She's bi sexed. She was. He was hiding his parts.
Furry.
Really. Well, she will probably like this song.
Our vet has a hard time because we always refer to Sib as a she. He knows that Sib is a he, and so he'll force himself to say he, but he'll keep slipping for she.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice vet, though. Trying for the best.
Well, this song, like I said, is going to be on the new CD, and it's called Animated Features. And it is about animated features, all the ones that I've experienced so far, and I'm sure I will continue to experience in life in the future.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three, four. Animated features. Animated features.
Probably arrange for that.
That's what the name of this next song is, too. Chocolat.
Do you really want chocolate?
And it features our lovely keyboard player, Jan.
Hello. It's me. It's me. Okay. Are we ready?
We're ready. Ready for this? Yes, ma'am.
Chocolate kisses on your lips. are the most enticing chocolates. If I were chocolate, I'd be dark and creamy. I'd melt on you every time you kiss me. Chocolate, bitter and sweet. Chocolate, lovely to eat. Chocolate, kisses on your lips are the most enticing chocolate. White chocolate, caramels and cream, cherries, mints, assorted nuts too. Chocolate, bitter and sweet. Chocolate, lovely to eat. Chocolate, kisses on your lips, most enticing chocolate. Chocolate with cream, fudge, chocolate cream pie, all flavors I'll be sharing with my sweet tooth honey to eat. Chocolate, kisses on your lips, most enticing chocolate. Chocolate, if I were chocolate steaming in your pot, a rich taste of elegance. Chocolate, bitter and sweet. Chocolate, lovely to eat. Chocolate, kisses on your lips are the most enticing chocolate. Chocolate, kisses on your lips are the most enticing chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate.
You want it, it appears.
That's right.
It just goes to show you that stuff really does work.
Every D A every day. Frank has a truffle every day with his cup of coffee.
All right.
Oh, that's truffles my kind are of the guy. Best.
My kind
oh,
of guy.
Yeah.
You guys are singing. I'm.
And there is a. G, U, there's a guy, one of our mechanics is a chocolate guy.
He makes chocolate.
Oh my goodness.
It's his hobby. me, but he aspires to, you know, be professional. But he needs someone to try this.
Well, absolutely. Wow. We'll volunteer, too.
He delivers boxes of truffles.
Oh, how fabulous.
Oh. Frank writes reviews of
it. Wow.
Toddy?
Yeah, really. Tell them all.
We'll find
we
out.
Live in Sonoma County. Chocolate man, we live in Sonoma County.
His name is Frederick.
Frederick, we live in Sonoma County. We'd take your chocolate happily. We'll trade you a CD for it.
I'm drooling.
Yeah.
I can't eat chocolate right now.
No, we have to wait.
I can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anna's got it in her mouth, so we'll appreciate it osmosisly. So this next song is called Holly Jolly Hollywood. And about a couple of years ago now, 2006, I went down to Hollywood and played at the Mint. And this is sort of like a little story about some of the people I met down there.
Oh, let's see. Are you saying something?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? One, two, three, four. Such a busy day. Slaying palm trees, kissing sea breeze in Hollywood.
Across the miles of the faces, searching for the ones whose energy connects to carry me on.
In Hollywood.
across the miles of places, searching for the ones whose energy connects to carry me on. In Hollywood,
in Hollywood.
Gotta thank that woman for that song.
Yeah.
We are. P. We're performing P O. P. We are O. And only B H E R. We're only here for A B R E A K
break.
For a break. F R from H O Hollywood. Right. We were in Hollywood a couple weeks ago.
Blow up Hollywood.
In Hollywood again on Friday.
Wow.
Yep, then you can relate.
We're performing this Saturday at the Something Annual Hollywood Performance Festival.
Sweet.
Wow.
Very sweet. Okay. Way to go.
Goes like 2 in the afternoon till dawn.
Oh, wow. What fun.
Cool.
It's an interesting place, isn't it? What were you saying?
We don't have time for the whole list, so let's...
How much time do we have now so we figure out what to play? What is our time limit at?
15 more minutes.
15, okay.
For music?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Let's jump forward. Let's do Sunday Drive.
Okay. We could do She Loves She.
Yes.
Also.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
Sunday Drive and maybe Tempting Dishonor.
Yeah, that would be good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, that
sounds
good
to me. All right?
Yes.
So, She Loves She first, and then...
Okay,
down.
Sure. Let's do that.
They're kind of back to back.
We're adjusting
to the time schedule.
Flexible, that's what life is. So, we're going to do She Loves She first, and this is all about... I wrote it in response to Prop 8. So, and how everybody has a right to love whoever they want to.
Amen to that.
Amen, yeah.
Okay, well, just set up, okay. Two, three, four.
She loves you. What does it matter if it's loud? Tell me, baby, what does it matter if it's loud? Big men dance close into love. She adores her forevermore.
La, 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 la.
He worships the ground she walks upon. She loves him more and more. What does it matter?
Thank you. And it's true. What does it matter, huh?
H. E. Hey. The. P. R. O. P. The proposition.
H. Uh-huh.
Did not. H. Did not. G. O. Go. F. A. Far. Enough.
Right. It didn't.
Yep.
Two. M. A. R. Marriage. Should. Be. P. Should be. O. N. Only. Four. P. E. People. Who. Can. Have. Be. A. Babies. And. The. And are. M. A. R. Married. I. N. G. Marrying. Two. Have. And are marrying to have babies. But. All. The. R. E. S.
All the reasons.
R-E-S. All the rest. Should. Not. Get. Married. That. Is. The. L. O. That's the logic.
Yeah.
Of the opposition
yeah.
to that proposition.
Uh-huh. I know, it is. It totally is the option for the opposition. Uh-huh. So what can you do when you have people with small minds, huh?
They don't. F. O. L. Follow. Their own logic. They don't follow their own logic.
Their own
to the logical conclusion.
Yeah. They
yeah. Right.
Right on, Frank.
Yeah.
That's for sure true.
Very good.
In my P platform, Frank ran for president.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, on
wow.
his platform, any combination of two or more adults who have been together for 2 years get all of the same rights.
Very
as
cool.
A married.
That's right.
Married people.
That's wonderful. That's
yep.
wonderful. I like your t-shirt, Frank. She's one little devil, huh?
Okay, I knew you would. You picked it for you.
Right on. It's got a girl being a devil on the front. It's very good.
We'll get that.
So this song is called Sunday Drive, and you know, I wrote it because of the gas prices just kept soaring, and how many of us remember taking Sunday drives and how wonderful they were when we were growing up, and we sort of got into that whole mode of thinking, you know, when we wanted to relax or something, we'd take a drive, and so this song was about that and how we might be missing it. It's hard to tell.
Ready?
Yes.
2, 3, 4.
Again. All right. False start.
Okay.
hopefully gas will continue to stay down, or hopefully somebody will be brave enough to go against all the car companies and the government and create cars that don't need gas, huh?
Yeah.
Eva.
Sounds good.
We have time for one more? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This one is called Tempting Desire, and it's all about the dating game that I had to play, even this late in my life, to find my new sweetheart. And I finally did. It has a good ending.
Okay. And hopefully this will be a good beginning.
Yes, the good beginning. Good
right.
beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four. I got off on the beat. Okay. One, two, three, four.
Tempting desire got me on fire. When your eyes met mine, the very first time, tempting desire got me on fire. You drove up in your car, we met at Coffee Cats for Chai. On that date that night, we changed our lives. Questions exchanged. Tempting desire got me on fire. When your eyes met mine the very first time, tempting desire got me on fire. You push my buttons, you pop my cork. When all its men, it created a spark. You turned the key, my motor started revving. You whispered my name, I knew I was in heaven. Tempting desire got me on fire.
Got me on fire. audience. We're now. Bell the Cat.
And now, your V-O-C vocal exercise.
Can we come back for that?
He wants to hear it.
All right, here we go. We'll do some.
Hold on here.
Okay, I got it. We're going to do it. Yes, we will.
All right.
Give them what they want. That's what we believe.
All right, then. This is what I want.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so let's see, Micah, how do you want us?